This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Welcome to the ninth meeting of the jurisdiction subgroup of accountability workstream 2. Our last meeting, and possibly the last call many of us will have before heading off to Hyderabad. Since we have a fairly lengthy agenda, I'd like to get started. First, I'd like to acknowledge the statement that Cavus Arasta has placed in the chat. Ask staff to note that. Obviously, it will come around when we get our chat transcript. I do want to assure all of you that the intent of this group is to ask the tough questions and to dig into the topics that are within our scope, yet recognizing that our scope is not unlimited, clearly want this to be a full and frank exploration of the topics that are in front of us. And hope that we come to a consensus. Maybe not everyone will like the consensus, but that is, of course, element of consensus. Everyone can be satisfied. Not everyone can be in love. Let us look now at the agenda. In lieu of a more formal status update or progress report, which Vinay and I were hoping to have prepared a few days ago, but life gets in the way. Also, health. I'm a little bit under the weather. So this is at least a high-level attempt to go over the progress that we've had to date, including noting things that we have explored and put aside and to which we will return. So I'd like to see if there are any comments on this section 2 and take comments on any part of it, but particularly on, let's start with section 2A. Let me take a moment to read it, of course. What I will do after this meeting is put this up in a Google Doc where we can maybe take 24 hours to make any changes. And then it needs to be dispatched into the CCWG mix so that we can have documents and slides and other good things ready for Hyderabad. I'm seeing no hands. That means I did at least a pretty good job. In the interests of fairness, I will note that I got an email from Pedro Ferraz da Silva from Brazil. Unfortunately, can't make it to the meeting, but I do want to read his comment into the to the group and see if there are reactions to it. He says, generally speaking, the progress report seems reasonable to me. I would only suggest in point 2B, the removal of the expression, quote, and the subgroup can't find a less drastic solution, unquote, as the idea of what drastic means seems quite abstract to me and can be subject to misinterpretations. So I'd like to see if others have comments on Pedro's suggestion. I will note that in the prior agenda item, in meeting 7, where we covered what I called our work so far and a way forward. This was the way this was phrased in the agenda, and that was accepted at that time. But if there are objections, that would be helpful, and perhaps we can at least note that there, you know, some have concerns about this language, since I would like this to be a balanced report. So, as I said, I'll put the document up as a Google Doc and also circulate it. You all have it in PDF and Word already, but I'll take just this part and put it in a Google Doc, and we can comment on it, since I understand that reading this on the fly, even if it's relatively short, is a lot to ask. Aubrey.
Thanks. This is Aubrey speaking. I think the fact that you already got one protestation to the word drastic, and there are so many other words that can be used to indicate as complete a change, as complex a change, as whatever, I don't want to get into the wordsmithing here, that it's probably advisable to change the word to one that indicates the difficulty and intensity of such a change without making it seem like it's something that happens after a disaster, as opposed to something that happens because there was a need. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. That's a good suggestion. Milton Mueller suggests replacing less drastic with merely the word another, which dials that down even further. But again, in any extent, you know, undercharacterization is probably better than overcharacterization in a document like this. Christopher Wilkinson. We're not hearing you yet, Christopher. Your mic has a red slash through it.
Greg, it's David McCauley. Could I get the cue?
Yes, David. I have Christopher.
Maybe that's better. All right.
There, yeah, I hear Christopher now. Have Cavus and then David McCauley.
Yeah, very quickly on 2A, I agree with what is said here. Personally, I have to confess that I've never fully understood what gap analysis was going to be, so I'm quite happy to leave that to the future. On 2B, I support the tendency from Milton and Avery to change the word drastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Cavus Arasta, please.
Yes, I have another solution. I suggest that the part starting with if we modify that as follows. However, should the subgroup or whatever you call this group, deemed it necessary to revisit that, that will be done accordingly. Without talking of drastic, without talking of solution, without talking examination, without talking of concept and context of identified issues. Very simple. However, if the group or subgroup deems or justifies that we should revisit that, it will be done accordingly. Very simple. But subgroup should come to that conclusion that it is justified to revisit that. Thank you.
Thank you, Cavus. I don't know if staff captured that. If so, I'll take it out of the notes. So, Cavus, if you could just look at the notes, and if that's accurate, that's fine. If it doesn't accurately capture your suggestion, please correct it in the chat. David McCauley.
Greg, hi. David McCauley. Thank you. I'll be very quick because it's noisy here. I haven't had a chance to read the status report. I apologize, but I will read it and make comments early in the morning if I have any. Having said that, when I heard Christopher mention gap analysis, I would simply say I stand by comments I made on the gap analysis several weeks ago on the list. Thanks very much.
Thank you, David. And we will definitely be revisiting the somewhat elusive gap analysis concept. And I think that, as stated, once we've done some substantive work, we may have a much better sense of what the gap analysis was. So definitely we did do some good work on this. It just seemed that we needed to move on to some substance first. Caboose, is that a new hand?
Yes, just I want to ask you where I can find the note. You said that I have a look to the note if my point is properly reflected. I don't see the note. Note is in the chat or in the note part. Which are the areas that note indicates what I have said? Is it Caboose? Said Greek, please assure me. That is the only note that I have and nothing else.
Yes.
Could you put
yes.
whatever is your understanding?
I'm referring to the notes column on the right-hand side of the Adobe Connect.
Yes.
And there are there's a staff. The staff is taking notes, and it says here, Caboose Arasta,
yes.
alternate solution, part starting with if the subgroup deems it is necessary to revisit this, it will be done accordingly.
Yes, that is correct. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Caboose.
To repeat that. Okay.
Very good. No problem. Anything? Any other comments here? Does anybody see anything that should be noted at this time? Again, we will have some time, as I said, 24 hours to try to deal with this. This is not intended to be exhaustive, of course, but to provide a basis for understanding what we've done so far. Hearing nothing further on this point, and Caboose, I'm assuming that is an old handout. Next thing I wanted to cover here is our preparations for ICANN 57. And particularly, if anybody has seen the agenda suggested for the face-to-face in Hyderabad, the agenda currently allots 30 minutes to an update and discussion of jurisdiction matters. And it's coming toward the end of the day, so hopefully we will have sufficient engagement. I expect that won't be a problem. So I'd like to throw the floor open to see if others have suggestions on how best to use that half hour. I'll come back with some suggestions as well, but would like to influence, without influencing the discussion, see what others have to say. Milton so far says LOL.
Greg, it's David McCauley. I have one question.
Yes, David.
Could it's a question really for staff, and it's in light of the fire on the boat. Is remote participation, I take it that that's all set and will be available. I'm going to be attending this meeting remotely. Thank you.
Thank you. Bernie Turcotte has his hand up, which may be for something else, but I will allow him to do double duty. Bernie.
Thank you, Greg. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Excellent. All right. To David's question, yes, everything is in place, and we'll be publishing the details. The Adobe room may be different than the one we usually use for these meetings, but that will be posted well in advance, and everyone will be advised. As for remote participation, we'll be posting the times in UTC. Remember, we'll be in Hyderabad, so it'll be a little different. Also wanted to note there will be an update to the agenda after we've received confirmation from Yoram that he will be spending an hour with the CCWG. We had to work things around. but this did not affect the 30-minute slot for the jurisdiction group, nor where it was. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. And good to know that we will, you know, generally speaking, have the remote participation up and running. Interesting to note that the Adobe rooms are shipped by boat. I had always thought of them as being rather more virtual, but since the Adobe rooms were burnt up in the boat, I must assume they are actually physical rooms. One last thing to note on participation, Hyderabad is 9.5 hours ahead of Eastern U.S. And sorry to be parochial, but just to note that for those who are experiencing daylight savings time currently in the U.S. and jurisdictions that follow the U.S. schedule or the schedule that the U.S. follows, daylight saving time will be ending while we are in Hyderabad. So Hyderabad will become 10.5 hours ahead of the Eastern U.S., I believe, on Sunday of the meeting. So don't get thrown off by an hour by that change. Yes, Paul McGrady goes by Sears Tower time. I note that Paul is also being a bit old-fashioned since it's now the Willis Tower. In any case, Jorge has a suggestion in the chat regarding the 30 minutes. I feel we should focus those 30 minutes to talk about the influence document, concentrating on specific issues. I think that is a good suggestion. I think that that document is really the first core piece of our deliverable. We've spent quite a bit of time, maybe too much time actually, on the multiple layers of jurisdiction document, which was really initially intended to be a more of a definitional document so that we had a common vocabulary of what the layers of jurisdiction are. It's somewhat morphed into a document that also contains some discussions of effects of jurisdiction, but the in-depth discussion of effects of jurisdiction and issues really should be in the influence document. So I think that is certainly something we could, you know, throw open to the group. What I'd like to do, if we can, is get that document worked on further before we all go to Hyderabad. Nobody has been into that document, including myself, since October 20th, according to the magic of Google Drive tracking, whereas there's been some more work done on the multiple layers of jurisdiction document. But I think that the influence document is really critical and one where we need to spend time and where I think it provides a good framework for interventions from the plenary, since, as Caboose notes, we are not just working in our own little group. We are being observed by the plenary and observed by many others as well. Yvette, if you want to pull that document up, I did not pull that document down from Google Drive. I did pull the multiple layers document down, but not the other one. Just ran out of time. So I want to see if there are any other suggestions for how to use the 30 minutes. I think we would have a short update, but the updates will be primarily handled. There's going to be a slide deck put together that's going to provide an update on all of the subgroups serially. So a fair amount of our update will be covered there and in the written document, which will take off from what you've seen in the agenda. Let's put the multiple layers document up for a minute just to have it in front of us. One other suggestion not to throw out with regard to the 30 minutes in Hyderabad is whether there is any thought of any kind of lightning talks or specific interventions or the like, similar to what we did in Helsinki, where members of the CCWG were basically given 3 minutes to speak their piece. It's just a suggestion.
Good.
I would tend to think yes.
Sorry, I was waiting to give you the floor. Because I have asked for that. No problem, please go ahead.
Yes. Please go ahead. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Yeah. I don't see your hand ever go down,
problem.
So it's hard to tell whether it's new or old.
The document that you are preparing, would it be available on Sunday evening European time, that we, before we leave, we could have a copy of that? At least I am unfortunately used to read a paper copy of that in the aeroplane, to read that to see what is it. Is it possible or not?
I think that's a good idea. I think we do need kind of a closing time for all of the documents. The closing time for the progress report needs to be a bit ahead of everything else, but the closing time for both the multiple layers document and this and the influence document, I think if we could set that at a maybe 1200 UTC on Sunday, that hopefully would be good to allow people to continue to work and yet, you know, have a stable draft at that time. So if
it's good for me if you can do that, yeah.
Yes, and I think that's
good for
everyone.
I have another question, yeah.
Go ahead, Kivus.
Yes, in number 4, when we talk about progress report, I think we need to raise any open question. First, when we report to the whole group, that will be more people perhaps, presumably, we will expect any question raised and you will reply and so on and so forth, to have a better understanding, everybody. And then, are there any open questions that you need or we need to raise with the plenary to have some, I would say, either directives or guidelines or some indication? Are there any open questions or not? Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. In a sense, there are many open questions, such as, what is that gap analysis? But I think that, you know, especially given the 30 minutes and the many different tasks, I think the question that I would like to see us focus on is the question in the influence document. You know, what is the influence of ICANN's existing jurisdictions relating to resolution of disputes on operation of policies and accountability mechanisms? But I, you know, do hope that we will get questions from the floor. Hopefully let us influence our work. Anything else on this point? Anything on, I'd like to spend only a couple of minutes on the multiple layers document. There's been further back and forth, and there's been an issue raised kind of in this draft, relating to immunity, which came up in subsection 4, I believe. Subsection 1. For some reason, this PDF didn't come out quite the way I expected it to. I encourage everyone to look at the Word document or that was sent around. Rather than this one. Immunity is a fascinating topic. I think it is one that we, if we were to spend time on it now, we would not be able to spend the time we need to on the influence document. And immunity is in the nature of a remedy, if you will. So first, I think we need to look at issues before we look at remedies. Not closing the discussion, or coming to any particular conclusions on immunity or any of the aspects of it, but rather trying to put our work in order. I think it is a downstream topic. So if we could put up the influence document in the Adobe, that'd be great. Tavus, with regard to the progress report, I've seen the slides, at least in rough, very rough form, that are being put together by staff, and they will, in fact, indicate levels of participation. I don't remember whether the metric is average number of participants or what, but there's also a number of emails, and there's even some charts and graphs to show participation so that groups can be compared and contrasted. So, Caboose just asked, what is the immunity discussion? It's just, without getting back into it, the question is raised that, or the point was raised that the effect of the headquarters location or location of incorporation could be mitigated or even prevented entirely if immunity from that jurisdiction's laws or from its legal processes were given to ICANN. And then the discussion went on topic of specific immunity versus general immunity and the availability of narrowly tailored immunity and how immunity might be fashioned and where that immunity would come from, national jurisdiction, whether it would require any type of a international convention or not, and the like. So there are a lot of interesting topics, but premature for the moment. So here is our influence document. Paul McGrady, I see your hand is up.
Thanks, Greg. And when we're talking about immunity, are we talking specifically only about the empowered community? We're not pressing that concept outside of the empowered community? Just for clarity, thanks.
I think maybe, Paul, you could clarify what you mean by immunity and the empowered community.
Oh, I'm gonna be terrible and ask you to. I guess I'm not, and I admit to admitting having missed a call or two this month for a personal matter that came up. But when we say immunity, what are we referring to? Are we talking about immunity by on the part of the empowered community that members won't face action if they act? They won't face personal. Liability. Is that what we're talking about?
We're talking not at all about that. What we are talking about is the concept of making ICANN immune, sort of like sovereign immunity or diplomatic immunity or United Nations immunity, in the sense of immunizing ICANN itself, including presumably all the actions of the community, both as an empowered community and otherwise, from the reach of the courts and the state. So basically putting ICANN above the law, at least it could be in particular part, not generally, but could be in terms of specifics, since as I have pointed out, the enforceability part of our accountability mechanism requires the ability for the empowered community to see ICANN in court if it needs to.
Okay, so again, I apologize. How do we get here? I mean, is this something that's actually being seriously considered? Because it would completely undo the entire accountability framework.
Right, understood. And that we got here because it was inserted into a document.
Got it.
And at this point, it's not time to dismiss things out of hand. Yet at the same time, our work needs to proceed in an orderly fashion, by which I mean we need to do things in the order in which it's appropriate to do it. So what I would be doing is putting the jurisdiction topic down in the order, because, as I say, it's a remedy topic, and we're still looking at issues and concerns, which is why we have the document in front of us. So I anticipate that perhaps sometime in 2017, should get to the topic of immunity, but we have work to do before that that makes immunity, to see where and how immunity would be talked about and in a particular context. Right now we really need to talk about the core question in front of us. Jorge.
Well, Greg, can I just respond to that real quickly?
Sure, Paul. Go ahead.
Just so that staff can type this in. In ICANN land, all the really horrible ideas tend to continue to grow unless somebody makes a footnote somewhere that it's a horrible idea and challenges it. And so I would just like to be put down as saying that making ICANN above the law and unreachable by the courts is a really, really horrible idea. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. And I hope that staff will note that, as they've noted all things so far. Doing a very good job on the notes, I have to say. Jorge.
Hello. Do you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, in my case. This is Jorge Gans for the record. I just want to note that the issue about immunities was inserted in the multiple layers of jurisdiction document like 1 week ago, and between that moment and yesterday there was also a sentence included as not mode but in addition mode that the immunities would block the functioning of accountability measures agreed on the Workstream 1. So I think that part of the text should have been highlighted as a suggestion by the author of that text, and that conclusion about immunities, that they would in all cases block the accountability measures, is something that is has no basis on what we have discussed in this working group. So that's what I have pointed out in the discussion and in the comments about this point in the multiple layers of jurisdiction. I agree with Greg that we are still on a very initial phase of our discussion. I focus on the influence of the current jurisdiction document, which is a very good basis for our discussions and for practical solutions to practical problems. But if we are to make conclusions on immunities, we would need to have a thorough discussion on that, because it's not a black or white, zero or white, or one issue. It's a very complex issue where immunities may be very wide or maybe very narrow, may cover certain actions and not other actions, may protect against certain interventions and not against others. So I don't think that we are at the time that we should jump into conclusions. The multiple layers document, I think that we just should note that immunities is a possibility, and that we will discuss this later if need be. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge. I'll note that in that. Yes, David?
Hi, David McCauley. I just wanted to note that the issue of immunity sort of caught me a little bit by surprise as well, but I will send in my comments in the morning, and otherwise I'm dropping off now. I wanted to thank you and staff and everybody on the call. Thanks very much.
Thank you, David. I'll just briefly note in response to Jorge that that the text he's referred to has now been put into suggest mode and now reads, however, immunity could block key accountability mechanisms, enforceability of actions by the empowered community, enforceability of IRP decisions, rather than saying would block. Now let's turn to the influence document, as fascinating as immunity, a bright shiny object, may be.
Correct.
Our real work is here. Yes, Caboose?
Sorry, I presume you don't see my name on the Adobe connections. Several minutes before Jorge, before David McCauley, before many others. It doesn't matter. I don't think that we should raise the issue of immunity within the 30 minutes. It's a very, very complex. I was working under the immunity of the United Nations higher category for years, and that was granted by UN to individuals. There are immunity could be removed, for instance, for the deputy of the Congress or Parliament and so on and so forth, if the whole House by majority decide to waive that immunity. Individual immunity would be taken if it is request from the lawyers that we would like to remove the immunity, and the entity has given that immunity, must remove that in order to allow that person to be called into the court. It's very, very complex subject. No problem to discuss it, but I think after Hyderabad. I don't think that even you can raise it for discussion at the Hyderabad, because the entire 30 minutes will be eaten. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. I agree. This is, it's not something to raise in the 30 minutes. And that's duly noted. I take it that all the hands that are up now are old hands, but if they are new, Paul McGrady has a hand, Jorge has a hand, and Bernie has a hand. The hands have cleared. So then, next I'll ask for any comments during this call on the jurisdiction. On the influence of ICANN's existing jurisdictions document. There's quite a bit of text that has been put into it. However, best again to look at the Google Doc for that so that we can try to work our way through this. You know, this is a very specific context, and I point all of you in particular to Section C. Basically, Section A of the document just reflects by and large what's in the layers of jurisdiction document, but particularly with the particular layers of choice of law, conflict of law, governing law, and venue. So just basically provides a backgrounder. Section B is intended to identify what the factual jurisdictions are for ICANN, what countries, states, territories, ICANN could find itself in for resolution of disputes, and what forums or fora, such as arbitration, IRPs, and other things which are arbitration as well. C, though, is in essence, the heart of the document, and unfortunately it's completely empty. I've created a beginning of a structure here for comment, where we can insert suggested text on what we think the influence of these jurisdictions are on ICANN's policies and the influence on ICANN's accountability mechanism. Now, particularly relating to resolution of disputes. Caboose.
Yes. I'm sorry. You are very familiar with all of this law, but I'm not. When you refer to California and saying that Section 187 of so on and so forth, either you hyperlink or you should attach that what that law is, because I cannot understand what is the content of that. So please kindly be assured that we would like to understand the situation or understand the matter. So either hyperlink that part or please provide something in the annex that what that section is and what that indent 19071 and section 561 is, because we are not all aware of that situation. It would be difficult for us to understand that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the suggestion, Caboose. There is some, in the current annex, there is currently an overview of U.S. choice of law rules, which refers in part to the California rule, but we can certainly add some more specific annexes and links to the California rule. But again, these two sections here, C1 and C2, are where I would like to see comments. And yes, this is actually an older version of the document. Apologies for that. There is now some text that has been suggested in there in the influence of ICANN's policies, some suggested by Jorge and some suggested by Parmenter. So we'll, after this meeting, circulate a copy of that document. We always have to be careful as we're moving between versions of documents and moving off of Google Doc into other formats. But we'll get the hang of this. I'll briefly mention the topics there, you know, way beyond the ability to really be mentioned briefly. The concerns there. Parmenter's concerns largely are about the power of the state, rather than dispute resolution per se, but rather the ability of the state to act. Jorge's comments are more narrowly focused on the issue of choice of law, conflicts of laws, and how in a particular jurisdiction's forums, you might end up with a particular law. And that's a topic that, you know, needs to be discussed in some detail. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. I'm fighting something off that hopefully will not prevent me from going to Hyderabad. Caboose.
Yes, Jorge mentioned that send something to registry and registrar. I don't think that this is saying we should send anything. It is on the preliminary stage, and we should wait until we have at least a clearance from ourselves. So we don't need to make a panic with everybody that we are discussing. It's still initial stage, so we do not need to send it at this stage, as we are waiting for your final progress report, because this seems to be very good, but still they have to be finalized. Thank you.
Thank you, Caboose. Point out Jorge's note in the chat. Greg, could we at some time circulate this, to registries, registrars, and others directly affected in order to gather their impressions? I think that's a good suggestion in terms of certainly I would hope that there are some contracted parties here, and they can comment as we go along, or others who've studied the RA, or perhaps, you know, the RA and RAA have some experience with disputes under those documents. That would be very helpful. And those with other experiences regarding disputes involving ICANN. At the risk of throwing a couple of slightly inflammatory topics in for consideration, there's the path of the .Africa dispute, which is now in California courts, which I have the impression is frustrating. Some who believe that the delegation of that TLD is overdue. And one can also look at the .IR situation. But there is plenty of litigation that ICANN has been involved in. There is a page, and maybe staff can circulate that. There is a page on which ICANN helpfully lists what I think is all of the litigation that ICANN has been involved in, or at least a large amount of it, with friendly hyperlinks to the actual documents filed in each of those cases. So that gives some indication. But again, you know, we're looking at first the influence on ICANN's policies or its ability to carry out its policies, and then also on the accountability mechanisms. I think Paul's note about the influence on ICANN's accountability mechanisms is at least Paul McGrady alluded to influence of ICANN's current jurisdiction on being able to carry out those accountability mechanisms. Milton asks, was .Africa in the U.S. courts or was it resolved by the IRP? Well, there was an IRP that decided, I believe, that ICANN did not follow its own processes in delegating it to the ZACR group, and it was turned back for further consideration, which time they reaffirmed their decision to delegate it, at which time .Connect Africa brought an action in California, which I believe ICANN sought to have dismissed, and which I believe was not dismissed on a motion to dismiss. And so it now is under further consideration in the California courts. So arguably that is frustrating ICANN's ability to exercise its policies. An opposite argument is that it's holding ICANN accountable for its exercise of its policies. Two-edged sword. Any other comments on this document? Clearly, as we don't have the current one in front of us, probably not all that useful, other than to note that aside from interventions from Parminder and Jorge and some table setting by myself and putting the document together, that there has been very narrow participation in this document. And it's essential in this group that we are all scribes, that we are all not just thinkers but writers and doers. It can't just be up to the rapporteur to try to pull things out of our conversations. So once again, encourage everyone to work on this document, recognizing, of course, that we're getting close to Hyderabad, and as indicated earlier, these documents will become stable at 1200 on Sunday. But any work between now and then by the assembled multitudes and those who are not on this call is not only appreciated but necessary. And Milton, you may want me to do all the work, but unfortunately my capacity to do all the work is exhausted, as am I. let us turn back to the agenda for a couple of minutes. As we have a topic here, reporting on our progress. There is a status report which, as indicated, you know, will build from the first, you know, from item two in our agenda. There's also a status slide, which has been the template for which has been prepared by staff, and I will, this evening, my copious spare time, try to fill that in and again circulate that. It's really due today, but I assume that changes could chase the document down as well. So those are really the two, you know, forms of status report that are necessary. So I'd like to see now if there's any other business that anyone would like to bring up with regard to this topic or any of our working methods or the like. Or any other topic, any thoughts about Hyderabad? Seeing that there are not, and I think, you know, we have our tasks in front of us, which are primarily to concentrate on the influence document, also to take a look at the progress report, today I find myself the luckiest man on earth. I'm getting an echo. So, anybody who's watched Pride of the Yankees will know what I'm referring to. Cheryl, I think your line was open. Any further comments? I think there are none. I'll give you back the last 4 minutes of this hour. Use those 4 minutes now or in the near future, and maybe another 100 of or so, if you have them, but as many as you do, to work on the documents. That is the field of play, more than these calls. And I look forward to seeing many of you in Hyderabad, hearing others remotely, and to seeing all of your work on our documents. Thank you, and I will call this meeting adjourned. Safe travels to India.